feel good.
All right, let's get back into it. And there's a guy who is self-aware. His name is Brett Bielema. And, gentlemen, we talked to him before the season began, and I talked about how great it was and what a nice job he was doing and how awesome it was and the reaction people were having to him coming to Arkansas. And he basically explained to us, yeah, that's true. We haven't played a game just yet. Apparently he had a feel for what was coming up. But he did join us at the first Little Rock Touchdown Club meeting of the year, and it was a lot of fun.
Well, you know, I was when I first came in the league, the first SEC meetings we had, obviously the commissioner talked a great deal about what the format was going to be moving forward. There's a lot of discussion about nine games and the crossover and all that goes into it. So I knew that some changes were coming. In 2014, obviously, with the 14 playoff, is just a whole new world in the world of college athletics, college football, that it should get everybody excited. Now, our schedule, obviously, one of the disappointing things, I'm sure, for a lot of fans is the traditional thing of LSU at the end. And I know Jeff Long fought hard for that. I did as well. And I've never been a kind of unique to be fighting for something you've never been a part of. But we are, I think the Missouri thing can grow. It's obviously a something that we'll just kind of take it year by year, but is hopefully something we can build.
We're already working on a nickname for it and a trophy, so we've already got Battle of the Ozarks, so we're working on that right now.
I got you.
It's not bad. There you go, Brett Bielema, happier times.
I didn't know you knew Bielema.
Oh, yeah, we're tight.
You just went up a notch in my book.
I know Sergio, too.
Put you at notch one.
Yes, thank you. We're tight. You remember later, actually it was just 4 or 5 days after that, his wife was trending on Twitter because of the cute pic she had with the hog nose. She had a few pictures that made headlines this year. She had the picture from Vegas in her swimsuit. She had the picture with the hog nose. And then, unfortunately, the whole hashtag karma caught up with her a little bit later in the year. But, you know, you win some, you lose some, Pigskin. I say more pictures and fewer hashtags in 2014 for Jen Bielema.
Hey, you saw the pictures I sent of my family members and I holding that hog, didn't you?
I don't know that I did see
that. Well, I'll send it to you.
I did.
We have a real hog, not just a hog nose. It's a hog.
That's good. Well, let's go on the extra mile.
I'm calling the hogs, brother.
Governor Beebe will be joining us here. He joined us in the zone a couple of times. Here was one of my highlights of 2013. Sully and I were in the booth during a UCA game, and the governor showed up there and actually did play-by-play on a touchdown. We need to find that, Matt.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to right now. But yeah.
No, that's fine. But at some point, we need to get that. I know we've got other things we need to get through here. And UCA had some huge wins, had some tough losses, and that, of course, included Clint Conk at the end of the season. Looking forward to the future there, certainly. They have now named their entire coaching staff at UCA. We'll try to get into that a little bit later in the show. We also were joined this year at the Little Rock Touchdown Club by a number of other icons in the world of football. And to think that we did a show this year where I got to talk to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Tom Osborne is pretty amazing. Also talked to Dan Hampton. He's so awesome, they put an award in his honor. We talked to him in early September as he joined us live from there, and the guy is still scary and impressive, and talked to him about a number of different things, and here's a portion of our conversation with Dan Hampton from the Little Rock Touchdown Club.
It takes a while. You know, it's easy to go out and say, oh, yeah, we're going to be this, we're going to be – no, you got to go out and prove it. And how do you do that? You work. I got there in 79. We started putting pieces together. By 83, 84, we were – dominant, and by 85, John Madden says it was the greatest defense he had ever seen, and we were number one in the league for I think 4 or 5 years in a row, and we set all kinds of NFL records for sacks and pillaging quarterback, all that stuff, and again, it did not happen overnight, but we had great players. Richard Dent's in the Hall of Fame, Mike Singletary's in the Hall of Fame. One year, I think the Super Bowl year, seven of our defensive players went to the Pro Bowl. That's pretty good. Seven guys off of one defense goes to the Pro Bowl. That's scary good.
Indeed it was, and that was a fun defense to watch. That was Dan Hampton. Also, as I mentioned, we talked to Tom Osborne. And this was, I'm telling you, one of the highlights of me. I grew up as a kid, you guys, idolizing Tom Osborne, hating Nebraska football. It's like Wes Mantooth said about Ron Burgundy. God bless it, I hate you. But, man, I respect you. And that's how I felt about Tom Osborne. So it's one of those things. But it was a real thrill for me, and I think a lot of the Nebraska fans who showed up to get a chance to see Coach Osborne in person. He is a gentleman, a scholar, and certainly a great football coach. And when you look at his run at the end of his career at Nebraska, it was quite remarkable. Here's a little snippet of that time with us.
He said, Peyton, who is your father's brother's nephew? And Peyton thought a minute, and he said, well, that's me. Philip turned to me and said, what did I tell you? The guy's brilliant. Well, I didn't want to be outdone. You know, you can lose a game right at the press conference. And so I said, you know, our quarterback, Scott Frost, is really bright, too. And I'm sure he'll get that get that answer very quickly. And so I called Scott over and I said, Scott, I'm going to ask you a question. Why don't you answer it? And he said, okay. And he said, Scott, who is your father's brother's nephew? And he said, you know, that's kind of a tough question. He said, give me a minute. And I said, okay. So he kind of went off and he saw Frankie Lennon, our number two quarterback, over in the corner. He said, Frankie, he said, I need some help. He said, who is your father's brother's nephew? And Frankie said, well, that's me. So he came back over and tapped me on the shoulder. He said, hey, coach, he said, I got it. I said, what is it? He said, it's Frankie Lennon. And I said, Scott, you knothead, it isn't Frankie Lennon, it's Peyton Manning. he said, you get over and tell Philip Fulmer what the right answer is. And you should have seen how surprised Philip was when he got it.
Is that good stuff?
That is genius.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you hear Bo Pelini telling that story?
No.
He'd be cursing most of the time and hitting people.
He'd be like, my effing son, I hit him in the effing head the other day. Yeah, I did, and then we won a game.
Go ahead and fire him if you want. I don't care.
Nephew, what'd you run the 40 in?
Ain't these effing fans stupid.
I didn't think Osborne was that funny. That was a bone-dry sense of humor. That's good.
Well, that was from the podium. He was great with us, too. It was really a thrill for us. Anyway, that was good stuff. Let's see, what else do we have here? Oh, we had an Alex Collins celebration. Remember that? Oh, good times. Remember when our greatest concerns was Arkansas celebrating too much after scores? Quickly things changed. Eminem had a big year.
Marshall Mathers.
One of his best moments, without a doubt. A little trip to the booth with the guys from, I guess it was Brett Musburger. Pretty awkward exchange, pretty funny. I think he was messing with him, but I couldn't tell. If you watch the video, it's doubly uncomfortable, but the audio is pretty funny too.
Marshall, again, it was a pleasure having you with us here.
Absolutely, and Brett, just like you know, they have fantasy football or whatever. I got you on my fantasy announcer team. You being a legend, and you know, if you got with Al Michaels, man, and John Madden, and just called one Lions game, man, that would be like a dream come true for me, man.
That's great, man.
You are a legend, my friend. Thank you.
You are the legend, my friend.
Yeah. I'm really uncomfortable right now.
We all are. Pretty awkward. Let's take a time out as we do so. I will tell you this. We're going to eat a lot of food this weekend in Mobile, Alabama. We are not going to eat any pizza because I reserved my space in my tummy for Jim's Razorback Pizza. And last I checked, they don't have a location here in Mobile, Alabama. Maybe one coming soon. They do have a special that Wally Hall is very well familiar with, 3 wings for $1. Dine in each Monday to close, and occasionally maybe you could, if you're feeling good, maybe send Wally a dozen wings over there. It's only going to cost you $4, and it'll put a smile on a sports writer's face.
How about the triplet? I hear good things about it. The one with three cheeses?
Yes.
I heard it's legendary.
The three kings, the three wise men, the three cheeses. I got a 3-point shooter coming in too next year, so stay tuned for all that. Oh, I guess it's this year now. We're in 2014. Anyway, that's the Monday special. Got good food all through the week, and the Pigskins are right. The triplet is spectacular. Now, I like to put an addendum on it and throw a little chicken on my three cheese pizza, but that's how I roll. Right past Taylor.